the student times, so he working a part time jobs. I'm also doing same jobs.
Really?
15年前にホリエモンが学生時代の時にアルバイトで参加してた時に一緒の仕事をしてた時期があってですね、この今のホリエモンさんすごいですね。こういった感じで、すごくなってるか。まあホリエモンさんさておき、大野さん今回のダンさんのねこの本を読んですごくやっぱり僕も感銘を受けてるんですけれども、ダンさんに、もうすぐに聞いてみたいことが、グラスルーツメディアについてちょっと聞いてみたいと思いますが、I am independent video journalist, but so I'm using podcasting now because video is so too much to heavy editing and titling and encoding and publishing. So MP3 is amazing, so too easy. What do you think about it?
Audio tells you a lot about what the person feels and thinks, and it is, you're right, it's much easier to do an audio than to do a video, and we're hearing all kinds of good new podcasts from many, many different people.
So everybody knows, all of the IT members know Adam Curry. Mm-hmm. He is very famous. So I just watched the MTV, the Adam Curry, just a one memory is about all the podcast. Now he is a podcast father.
He's, of course, MTV was very good to Adam, and he got famous before he did podcasting. But he was early to see that this could be a wonderful new medium, and did a lot of the work with several other people to make it real. Adam's done great work.
Mm-hmm. Well, feeling that became growing up the podcast market?
Sorry?
What is growing up the podcast market?
What we're going to need for podcasting is for people to come along and say, this one is good, this one is don't listen to that one. But we need more ways to find the good ones. Mm-hmm. Just the way we need more ways to find the good blogs. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many, we can't possibly listen to everything. Mm-hmm. But podcasts are wonderful, and I think they're going to be a very big part of what is going on in the media. Mm-hmm.
How about the future of the blog? Blog? How the future? Blog's future. What do you think about
it? It keeps growing, so I don't see it stopping anytime soon. But again, this is it's the point of it all is that people who never before could put their own voices out for other people now can do that. And that's what's important, is that people who have a voice can express it in ways that are now available to many, many other people. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so much fun to watch this. Mm-hmm.
So I just I read the book, your book, and I'm just wondering, and you're working some of the markets. Always, I read so your top news, mm-hmm. and I read so Asahi Kōmu's your Japanese column. Why are you retired some of the markets, top journalist? So why you changing this grassroots media?
Because I did not want to wake up 10 years from now and find that I had not tried something, that I had not gotten involved in something new and important when I had a good chance to help make it work better. And that's all that's about. This is the beginning of something quite new, quite important. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to help make it work better than it might otherwise work. That's why.
So I wonder, so just now, so it's my experience, and so I just started the video journey 10 years ago, and the first 5 years, and making a business model is very difficult.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Very
but
difficult.
Recently, now, and so Google AdSense and affiliate or some like broadband media, so and selling them, or journalist environment is so very exciting change from just year, this year.
Yes. It's still difficult to find a business model that works well.
Mm-hmm.
But there are more possibilities than there were in a couple of years ago. So I expect people to experiment with many different kinds of things, and over time we'll develop what works and what doesn't, and we will see many new journalists move toward the business model that do work.
I think I wonder, so almost people, so everybody became the journalist, isn't it?
Everyone can do journalism.
Journalism.
That doesn't mean that everyone is a journalist.
I see.
But, most people, even though they are not journalists, from time to time may do something that that looks like journalism, and there is a difference. And I want to be sure that we help people who want to be either the new professionals or the occasional amateurs to do it well, and to do it with honor, and to help the rest of us understand the world better than we understand it. That's the value of this.
So, Dan, so I have so important questions. So, which is strong, ordinary media, so big media versus CGM, consumer-generated media, which is strong?
I don't believe in one versus the other. I don't think it's this or this. I believe it's this and this. I think they work together, and that we end up with something better as a result of that. I don't think it's a competition for one to survive and the other to fail. I think both will survive and make each other better.
Kind of a sustainability.
I hope so, because we need to have journalists. It's important that journalism continue, and I think that means we need professional journalists as well as citizens who simply want to help their neighbors understand the world better.
So I want to say that grassroots journalism of the father. Thank you. So you are father of the grassroots journalism.
No, I'm not father of it. I'm just one of the people who's helping. I have many people I think of as the people I look up to in this, and don't call me the father. I'm just one of the people who helped.
Okay. Okay. So, just my experience. So, my company is the Kanda News Network, and I take the KNN.com, three-letter word, and another name is the Kid News Network. Sometimes I open workshops with kids and with video, and with video on the mic, and press badge. So very press badge. So just my press badge is do it myself. But ABC, NHK, BBC, everybody do making their own press badge.
Right.
Yeah. But so just no press badge, I can't interview somewhere. So, but always I'm a press.
Right.
And so just an independent media, but I'm a press.
Right.
I think so my energy from the I decided I am press,
mm-hmm.
and I wanna do communication with somebody, so I wanna message for my message. So I think so next kids is so they are very understand my policy. And there, so Kids News Network is a place and, in limited in summer vacation. Yeah, kind of so very interesting. So some kids so chases just cats, every time. So the video is so like shaking and zooming, and but very curious. Just kids watching this. So, kids news making that so another point of view. I just a very exciting experience for a kids news network.
One of these kids will be in the future,
mm-hmm.
A journalist we all pay attention to because they're learning how to use the tools of communications earlier than we ever did, and I assume that it's someone who is 9 years old today,
mm-hmm.
who lives in Tokyo or Helsinki or Seoul or somewhere, who will be the great inventor of tomorrow's media,
mm-hmm.
Because they will it will have been part of their lives from the start. So I congratulate you for helping them learn so early how to use this. That's wonderful.
Okay. Anyway, so today is a very fantastic night. So yeah. I wanna so meet you very much.
It's an honor.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
ところで林さん、この本もう超僕はもう舞い上がってるんですけども、この本はね、これはでも皆さんに読んでいただけると、
いやぜひもう本当に、今メディア革命、
はい、
の革新のところで何が起きているのかっていうことは、うん、この本を読んでいただけると、そのほんの短所かもしれないけれども、うん、それがきちんとつかめるんじゃないかと思っています。うん
ということですね、皆さんね、本当にぜひブログをやってらっしゃる方ですね、この本を読んでいただいて、ホリエモンも、推薦していただけてると、
ホリエさんにも推薦していただいています
ということで、はい、ダンギルマさんは明日、アップルストア銀座のところで、セミナーをやられるので、僕もそれに I'd like to take a part in the Apple Store 銀座 tomorrow's seminar、okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
できた。